kind of like living.
The question was asked, why was Dvorah sitting under a palm tree? Our sages say that the verse is indicative of two things. On a simple level, a pshat level, so the pasuk is telling us about Dvorah's concern for honesty and ethics, and her insurance that what she did was visible and that no one would have any room to say that any hanky-panky was going on with her and the people who came to ask her questions. And that's why she sat under a palm tree where there's no shade. Under a palm tree grows tall. And when you sit under a palm tree, everyone can see what's going on down there. There's no place to hide. It's not like you're sitting in a place where no one can see you. On the contrary, under a palm tree, everyone can see everything that's going on because the branches are way up high and down below, everyone can see. So the simple understanding, pshat, the basic understanding is she sat there so that everything would be visible and there'd be no room for anyone to make up any story about her. And that's the pshat. Our sages say that the palm tree is also indicative of many concepts. A palm tree is unique in that all the branches come out of one central trunk. Right? The way a palm tree grows, everything is coming out of one place. And so too the people of Israel in her time were unified in focusing their hearts to Shemayim. So it had different symbolisms, the palm tree. Tzadika tamar yifrach, a tzadik grows like a palm tree, and that his heart is unified to their bone shalom, and so the generation was unified. There are different symbolisms, our sages tell us, in the palm tree. But on the basic level, it's an indication of how she was concerned to ensure that there'd be no room for anyone to say anything ever happened. It's not that she was concerned something would happen. It was that she was concerned that no one would be able to say that anything happened.